92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something interesting happened in Germany last week. A high-ranking court ruled that artificial intelligence search engines and chatbots, in particular Google systems, can be held liable for false statements published in the AI overviews, which are being forced on us every time we do a search for something. This was the result of a lawsuit filed by two companies who found that Google's AI overviews repeatedly published incorrect information and linked it to their websites as the source. Now, it really shouldn't be new information to you at this point that AI is frequently and significantly giving people incorrect information about stuff, and that problem gets exponentially worse every day because now AI systems are learning from their own mistakes. It's a major issue that seems to just be going on and on because the companies behind these systems are failing to address and correct the problem they've created. Nobody's being held accountable. The suits at Google defended their baby by saying they believe most users understand that AI outputs aren't always accurate and must be verified. Really, that's a statement from people who are highly paid and allegedly intelligent, but the typical American believes everything that shows up on the screen in front of them. So it may be the weakest legal argument I've heard this decade. I think the takeaway message from this should be, if you're aware that you are not significantly computer and technology literate, then you need to get some proper education on this stuff, because the internet becomes a scarier and bigger source of misinformation every day, and you have got to be able to see it.
Roll home with the Rant Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.